I like to use it cold. Yeah, I mix it with beans. Beans and, like, fresh vegetables, like, you know, cucumber, tomato, that kind of stuff, some leafy greens. I like to put some peanuts in there as well, just to spice it up a bit. But yeah, I like to use it in a variety of ways. I'm definitely a big fan myself.
That's Jeroen Verschoor, giving some recipe tips for quinoa. Verschoor works at Eco Plaza, an organic supermarket in the Dutch city Utrecht. He doesn't have exact figures, but estimates that sales of quinoa have gone up at least twice since last year.
And we are one of the shops that sell quinoa in Holland. It's become really popular recently. It's gotten a lot of exposure, obviously, in like specialized papers and magazines. So yeah, we've seen an increase in sales, definitely.
In 2009, the European Union imported around 6,500 tons of quinoa, which was a 48% increase from 4 years earlier. Over 90% of the EU's quinoa comes from Bolivia. Quinoa is a type of food that's popular with health-conscious consumers for its nutritional value, but it's been part of the diet of Bolivians for many centuries. There's archaeological evidence that points to quinoa being consumed in the Andes Mountains even before Incas ruled the area. I traveled to Chalapata, a small town in Bolivia, to learn more about this type of food. Vendor Juan Bueno Ochire at the street market of Chalapata has many examples of what types of dishes one can prepare with quinoa.
There's quinoa juice, there's quinoa cake. There are a variety of dishes that you can prepare with quinoa. Cookies, chocolate, popcorn, an infinite variety of things.
Ochire calls quinoa the golden grain of the Andes, although strictly speaking it isn't a grain, but a seed of the goosefoot plant. It looks a bit like a larger type of couscous and comes in different colors, yellowish-white, red-brown, and black. The Bolivian president, Evo Morales, is very fond of quinoa and has been on a mission to promote the ingredient around the world. Last summer, Morales was named Special Ambassador to the Food and Agriculture Organization for the International Year of Quinoa, which is to be held next year. This International Year of Quinoa was proposed by the Bolivian government and approved by the United Nations General Assembly at the end of 2011. The FAO's Director General, José Graciano da Silva, has called quinoa an alternative for those countries suffering from food insecurity. Until now, however, it's mostly been popular with Western consumers that appreciate quinoa's high nutritional value. Jim Schultz is an American working in Bolivia's city Cochabamba, where he leads the think tank Democracy Center.
I was in New York a few months ago, and this waiter at a cafe on the Upper East Side says to these ladies, "It's the wonder grain. It's what they're going to give to people if they colonize Mars." And I called him over and said, "Are you talking about quinoa?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Wow."
Wonder grain, super grain, astronaut food. There are plenty of superlatives that have been given to quinoa. And there's another feature that's making it popular.
Quinoa has no gluten whatsoever. And you don't have to take it out. But it didn't lose its other properties.
That's Pedro Basaure Forgas, a Bolivian entrepreneur. He's involved in an advisory committee that tries to help quinoa farmers increase their production methods, because Bolivia is having a hard time keeping up with the demand. Gerardo Polo is a member of a different organization that also gives advice to farmers. He hopes that new technologies can open possibilities for Bolivian farmers who are eager to start growing quinoa.
We estimate that 10% of the demand for quinoa is being satisfied. 90% of the demand is currently not being met.
Polo and Basaure Forgas hope that the quinoa farmers will be able to increase their production in the next years. They each point out the trump card that Bolivia has in the quinoa market. It is the only place where quinoa can be grown organically. For organic quinoa, you need high levels of sunlight and high salinity in the ground. The Altiplano near the salt lakes of the Salar de Uyuni, at about 4 kilometers above sea level, have just the right characteristics. And that's an advantage for local Bolivian farmers. You can't grow organic quinoa in central European plains. However, there are some perverse effects that the global demand is having on local availability, says Jim Schultz.
As the global demand for quinoa increases, it raises the prices of quinoa here. So you actually have low-income families that used to be able to feed their children themselves quinoa, which is very, very healthy. And now they're eating white rice and crappy white pasta. There are ramifications for all of these things.
Benjamin Huarachi Flores is a quinoa producer from Chalapata. He affirms that the price of quinoa has risen sharply.
We have about 28 years of experience in this field. Quinoa cost around 20 bolivianos back then for a quintal, or 45 kilos. Now we have reached a price of around $100 for a quintal.
20 bolivianos is just over 2 euros, where $100 goes for about 78 euros. Quinoa has come quite a long way, considering that it once had a bad reputation in Bolivia as food for the poor. But the country needs to find an answer for the conundrum that the global success is making the nutritional food unavailable for local consumption. Peter Teffer, DW, Chalapata, Bolivia.